Iowa GOP slams narrow Des Moines Register Senate poll for historically underestimating Republicans. By Jacob Bliss on October 15, 2022. The Republican Party of Iowa slammed the most recent poll from the Des Moines Register / Mediacom Iowa for historically underestimating the strength of the new Republican coalition as the poll claimed the Hawkeye State's U.S. Senate race is closer than it seems. As we have seen two election cycles so far, the Iowa poll historically underestimates the new Republican coalition's strength, Republican Party of Iowa Chairman Jeff Kaufman said in a statement. They had Governor Reynolds losing, Senator Ernst losing, and President Trump tied, and all went on to win. For background, Kaufman pointed to the Register polls from September 22, 2020, which showed former President Donald Trump in a dead heat with President Joe Biden in Iowa, September 19, 2020, which showed Democrat Teresa Greenfield narrowly leading Senator Joni Ernst, in a hyper-competitive Senate race, and September 22, 2018, which showed Democrat Fred Hubble narrowly leading Republican Kim Reynolds in the gubernatorial race. The Iowa GOP chairman added, "Iowans are tired of Joe Biden's weak presidency. Democrats have destroyed our economy, energy independence, and southern border. Not only will Mike Franken stand by Biden's side, Franken is a scandal-ridden candidate having been accused of sexually assaulting his former campaign manager and more women. Franken hasn't done a thing to earn Iowans' votes." The poll shows the Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, only has a 3-point lead against his radical Democrat opponent, Mike Franken, who was recently accused by his former campaign manager of making several unwanted advances toward women, including herself, which he continuously denied. Via the Register. A new Des Moines Register / Mediacom Iowa poll shows Grassley leads with 46% of the vote to Franken's 43% among likely voters. Another 4% would vote for someone else, 4% would not vote, and 3% are not sure. The poll of 804 Iowa adults, including 620 likely voters, was conducted October 9 to 12 by Salzer & Company. The questions asked of all Iowans have a margin of error of plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. It's plus or minus 3.9 percentage points for the questions asked of likely voters. The numbers suggest a contest closer than any Grassley has faced since he defeated a Democratic incumbent by 8 percentage points to win his first election to the Senate in 1980. Additionally, the Register explained that Grassley's narrowed lead over Franken, with less than a month until Election Day, means Grassley will have his toughest re-election fight in 40 years. The publication noted that this election might be closer than when Grassley first won in 1980 by 8 points against a Democrat incumbent. Since then, the longtime senator's closest election was in 2016, when he beat former Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge by 24 points. Besides the Register poll, the latest Emerson College poll from October 2 to 4, with a sample size of 959 likely voters and a 3.1% margin of error, had Grassley with a double-digit lead. Grassley held an 11-point lead over Democrat candidate Michael Franken, 49% to 38%, respectively. The poll also showed that 9% were undecided, and 4% said they planned to vote for someone else. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.